It's Groundhog Day, February 2nd, 15 degrees below zero at noon. Yeah, I'm not going to find any groundhogs. We do have them. We do have a few here on the refuge. You know, groundhogs are woodchucks. Scientific name, Marmota monax. They're marmots. Where are they? Deep underground. You won't find them around. You'll find chickadees, but not groundhogs. Marmots are hibernating, true hibernators, deep underground. Ground covered with snow. Groundhog Day at Creamer's Field is more like the end of March. It's about 8 weeks to Groundhog Day. So what am I gonna go look for? Well, there's other mammals out here. They're out here. Lots of foxes. Look straight up. That is some rich dark blue. When sun goes down, it turns to indigo before everything goes dark. It's empty out here today. I'm surprised because it's noon and it's only 15 below. It was 30 below at 8 a.m. The sun in the open fields, the temperature in the next 2 hours could rise to zero Fahrenheit out here. I hear a few red poles in the distance. Let's see if I can get them to come in. It's been a record red pole year. Shh, shh, shh. Here they come. They're feeding in a birch tree. They're feeding on the catkins, the seed. Ooh, he just flew right over my head. You know, I've never noticed it before, but this is the first time I've noticed that one of their main calls sounds like spring, spring. Can you guys say spring? Say spring for the folks. Oh, there's the rosy breast. The sun. They're in the full sunshine feeding. There he was. Bing. Spring. Oh, here come the... And here come the little seeds filtering. You gotta watch out. They get in your eyes. The little winged seeds from the birches are coming down. They'll feed on the ground, too. They'll dig right in the snow. If a big snowfall comes and the seeds get covered, they'll dig right down. Spring. Yeah, they'll dig right down. In fact, where do they roost at night? You know, they don't go in holes like chickadees. Some folks have seen them under. They dig under the snow. They dig under the snow and roost for insulation under the snow. One way they make it through to roost at night, they got two little knapsacks under the skin of their shoulders that they can fill with. They can fill with birch seeds. Well, birch seeds are main fare, but at a feeder, they'll eat sunflower chips and sunflower. They'll crack sunflower seeds. Anyways, they got these backpacks under their skin, above their shoulders, which is diverted from the esophagus, so they can, like, pull some of those seeds out of there and eat them while they're in roost. So they have some nighttime snacks if they need them. There's about five or six of them.